have noted the statement issued by the ANC and aligned organisations referring to the return to school of more grades in the Western Cape from tomorrow. As at 4th of July, the NICD figures show that Gauteng has 43,156 active cases and the Western Cape 16,988. The increase in cases per day is higher in both Gauteng and the Eastern Cape than in the Western Cape. So the claim that the Western Cape is the epicenter is not borne out by the facts. Likewise, their statements about our health system are incorrect. Our officials have been managing this crisis in a world-class manner. These organizations seem out of touch with the current plans for schools. Parents have the option to keep their children at home at the moment, provided that they apply via their school and take responsibility for their child's learning. It is already also well known that overcrowded classrooms will be dealt with by alternative methods of teaching, such as splitting classes or having different grades on different days. The fact that this is continually raised shows that there is something else behind these protests. It is deplorable that these organizations refer to law enforcement authorities as intimidating people who are violating the rights of others, and I condemn the actions of people who try to force others to follow their position. I would like to thank the law enforcement authorities for their support in protecting our teachers and learners.